You don't lose anything if you go forward. You gain. The only time you lose is if you don't do something.
Yeah.
That's when you lose. And what's happening right now with climate change is everybody should get on board and move forward on this, because there's no argument anymore. And that's the thing that's driving me. Because there's no future right now for the next generation. There is absolutely no future. And that's what bothers me. I used to think, oh, we're going to make it better by doing this. But everybody's got to get on board. It's that dire.
And of course, that will never happen. Not everybody. But the point is that enough people raise enough hell that the political will comes into existence.
It's going to take too long, though.
Whatever. But yeah. I prefer to try to keep a glimmer of optimism. But there are some people who simply have their own reasons for not getting involved. There are some people who say that God will make everything right. You can't argue with that. I mean, if that's what they feel, that's what they feel.
It's not going to help, though.
Yeah, and there are some people who... I agree, but how do you argue with that? There are some people who are simply selfish, quite frankly.
Greedy.
Greedy, yeah. I want my SUV, I want this, I don't care. That's not my worry. People who become so isolated in their lives that really they might as well be living in the 15th century. Because with all the information technology we have, people are more ignorant than ever about this sort of thing. The people on the street, non-professionals, service workers, whatever you want to say, a lot of younger people who are trying to make ends meet. So
there are too many distractions.
There's so many distractions. I mean, it was easier to mount a campaign before social media, mm-hmm. because everything is so diffused. Now, there's so much crap. There's so many distractions. People feel that they are doing something by posting a like.
That's
a big thing. I mean, you see what's happening in Hong Kong with the people out there.
It's 5 months now.
Yeah. Those are people who, how did they do that? How do they keep that up? And it's because they are dissatisfied. It's because they don't have liberties that they should have. But what do you have in this country? You have self-satisfaction to unheard of degrees, to the point that people's votes are influenced by the economic climate of the country, not the climate of the country, period. So yeah, it's a tremendous challenge, but there are people. And the worst thing that you can do, or we can do, is to prejudge somebody.
Yeah.
And look at them and say, oh, they're probably, no, because you never know.
You never know.
So the bottom line is that you give everybody the same message.
Yep.
And you never know who you might switch on.
We have to give them the same message because it's the truth.
Yeah.
And I think people who are trying to sell something on half-truths, it generally catches up with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid we're running out of time. I think that's what my biggest
fear is. Well, sure, that's the whole
fear
thing.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, politics, yeah. It takes too long. But you have to go through the process. A lot of people don't want to go through the process. They think it's a waste of time to go to City Hall.
Yeah.
But I used to feel that way too. We were brought up to say, well, you can't beat City Hall and all of these old sayings. Well, you can, but it takes time and you've got to work with them. You can't work against them. You've got to just, they're part of the community just like you are, and they're supposed to represent the public. So you go in on a positive note, and that's when things start to change. That's when things really start to happen.
Yeah, we learned that confrontation really didn't help at all.
Mm-mm.
It divided people.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean to avoid confrontation that you compromise your own beliefs. Not at all. It's a way of finding ways to connect with people and get a channel of communication open. Complimenting people when they need to be complimented,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of always criticizing them. So it's just good human relations, really. And
how many times does the city do something right, nobody says anything? Yeah. I mean, tell them thanks sometimes if something...
Yeah, of course.
We worked with the IPM program, the Integrated Pest Management Program, and they stopped using a very dangerous herbicide called Roundup. And it was a very, very, very positive experience. It took a year. It took a lot of meetings, and a lot of experts came in and talked, but we're on our way to even doing better things.
Oh, yeah. It's, you have to learn how to live with bureaucracy.
Yep.
And like Carol says, you got to be persistent and you've got to be patient. You've got to stay on point. You've got to say the same thing as many different ways as you can to as many different people as you can.
There's a lot of people that are angry at government right now, and I keep thinking, let's not get too angry at our government. What's the alternative? What's the other choice that you have other than a democracy? Come on. You know, the democracy is about the best way you can have a government. Let's figure out a way to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Make that democracy better. Let's not cut the democracy down.